Volvox Verses. Within the orchard of a house I know, there is a tree full boughed and Eden bright, heavy with a fruit whose ripeness calls. Bare figure on a distant hill, reaching for the stars and touched by lightning, charred bark, fingers still and black, a statue set against a closing eye. Loneliness is near and never far, in waters of the flesh and of the sea, where clichés spat upon an echoed wind rise up again to form some constancy. All is transient and passing strange, passing strangers find new rooms to view, where wordless echoes fasten to the walls and move to block the viewer from the view. Word hooks hang the veilings of our thought between the known, the unknown, and the odd. Nonsense, sense, and no sense fill the gaps with muslin, metaphysic nets of God. Before what will be, after all before, we jam a life between a closing door. A wave packet is wedged upon the shelf behind the clock that ticks away the time. Schrodinger's cat, a zombie on the lap, is dead yet lives, is live but not alive. Capra called this zombie form a dog, but all the barking sounded in his head, and so with nothing certain any more, we take a walk with Heisenberg instead. All things passing strange will strangely pass. The modernist, not modern any more, will scratch upon the blackboard of a life and shed its skin in chalk dust on the floor. Professors nailed to aging desks will write their crosses in a futile tic-tac-toe, where logic leads to stalemate every time. This four-line grid can hold no moves. These logical professors do not know. Heidegger and Sartre stand alone, en soi, poor sods, they can't avoid the nihilistic floodgate breaking through. The age of space becomes an age of void. In Hereford, a map describes the world as centering around Jerusalem, but modern scribes say it expands from mind. So does my world expand from Birmingham. Concentric, egocentric circles form, where particles like Garbo stand alone. We find the particles and ride the wave, tear off the skin, chew marrow out of bone, but do not see the fractal of the fact by counting circles on an ice cream cone. All is paradox and paradigm, an age of alienation, not of space, and like a stranger on an unknown shore, where foreign tongues call out to foreign faces, we try to find a place to rest a while, to peel beyond the face behind the faces. Beware the concrete cat upon the mat, whose hairs you split with drill-eyed questioning. Blinded to the abstract in the act, we miss the meaning of the living thing. Separateness is but a point of view. We come together, though we dance apart. The woo-lee dancers dance and yet do not. Theirs is a tantalizing tantric art. Lonely is the heart without the face that comes by night in dreams but not by day. Lonely is a buried mandolin, a Grecian girl who hears its ghost strings play. Lonely is the song that isn't heard, the man who stands outside but not by choice. Lonely is the page without the word. Lonely is the word without the voice. Loneliness, empirical and real, is found upon the journey in and out. We fill our days with axioms and truths and wrestle with the lonely night of doubt. And so your loneliness is yours alone. You house the bones your body has to chew. We weave a path uncharted without form. You join a dance that always played in you. We separate like Volvox, yet do not. Thoughts, it seems, are word wings of our flight, and words in flight, mere words, are all we've got.